Okay, my friends. Today, we are reading a story called 10 Ways to Hear Snow. This story was written by Kathy Camper and it's illustrated by Kennard Pack. I'm not going to get an answer out of my co-host today because he is not a human. He is a... What? A cat. And his name is? Pumpkin. The cuddle cat. Right? So today we are going to have a pumpkin, the cuddle cat story with mommy. So buckle up, grab your soft blankies, and let's do this. Are you ready? All right. When Lena woke up, everything was quiet. No cars honked, no buses chugged, no garbage trucks gulped trash across the street. Snow! And in the picture, we can see out the window with her. What do we see? Snow! Last night's blizzard was gone, leaving the city muffled and white. And wowie, wow, wow, wowie. That's a lot of snow. In the picture we can see, it looks like it's a really thick covering of snow. But today was grape leaf day when Lena would help her grandmother make warak anab. Siti was losing her eyesight and Nina loved helping her cook. Lena calls her grandma, Siti.
I want to tell Siti about the snowstorms and make sure she's okay.
Do you have someone in your life who needs help? Maybe their eyesight isn't working the way it used to. Yeah. The snow is deep, Lena's mom said.
We could go with you,
Lena's dad offered, but Lena wanted to go to Siti's by herself.
Stay warm, Habuti,
her dad told her, and Lena bundled up. Yes. Whenever you go out into the cold, you need to have a hat and a scarf and a coat and some gloves and some boots. I do it all the time. I kind of like to make a little game out of it. How many layers can I put on myself to keep warm? I always try to fit one more than I did last time. Outside, the sun on the snow was as bright white as a light bulb. Lena squinched her eyes and pulled her scarf over her nose. She could barely see.
I wonder if this is how Siti feels,
Linda thought. The world sounded softer, but the noises she heard were clearer.
Scrape, 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 scrape.
What was that? It was Mrs. Watson's shovel digging out the sidewalk.
That's one way to hear snow,
Lena thought. Now, do you know that when there's heavy snow, you can't walk out your front door and down the street because there's lots of snow there. So you have to have a shovel to scoop the snow and push it out of the way. Mm-hmm. Lena walked down the street.
Snack, snack, snack.
What was that noise? What was that? The noise was low to the ground. What was that? It was the tread of Lena's boots crunching snow into tiny waffles. 2 ways to hear snow. Now, what do you suppose the tiny waffles were? Do you want me to tell you? Yeah. On the bottom of her boots, she has a rubbery sole. That's what they call the bottom of your shoes, the sole. So the sole of your shoe, sometimes, especially when you have a snow boot, will have something called a tread. It's kind of bumpy bits on the bottom of the shoe that keep you from slipping on slick surfaces. You don't want to slip and fall down. So this thick rubbery business will sort of dig itself into the ground so that you don't fall. And when it does that, it leaves a pattern behind that looks like a little bit of a waffle. Lena ducked under the pine tree.
Plump. Plump.
A powdery sound. A blue jay on a branch had knocked down snow. Three ways to hear snow, Lena counted, and she listened for more. Blue jays are a bird that sticks around during the winter time here in America, the Northern Hemisphere. They don't think it's too cold. They stay put. Same with cardinals. They also stay here. But blue jays are kind of mean birds. Swish, 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 swish. What was that? Soft, whiskery noise. People were sweeping snow off their cars. Their brushes made the fourth way to hear snow. In order to drive your car, you got to clean off all the snow. Lena cut across the park. Scritch, scratch, scritch, scratch. Another snow noise? Lena saw long, skinny tracks by her boot. Ahead of her, people were skiing. Their skis made the fifth way to hear snow. Rachid and Miriam were building a snowman. Look at them. We can see these are two more friends. And they are making a very nice looking snowman. Pat, 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 pat. What was that? Well, it was Mittens smoothing the snowman's head. The gentle sound made the sixth way to hear snow. As Lena walked away, her friends whispered. As Lena walked away, her friends whispered and laughed. Thwomp! Oh no! Lena ran away fast from the seventh way to hear snow. What was the seventh way to hear snow? Because we can see it in the picture.
Snowball.
A snowball. They're throwing snowballs at you! Run!
What?
I think maybe they were just trying to play with her, but she has some place to go, right? Mm-hmm. Lena reached Siti's building all out of breath, her boots covered with white powder. Stomp, stomp, stomp. Lena giggled. She was making the eighth way to hear snow. Hello, Lena, the lady in the lobby said. Go on in. And she pointed to Lena's grandma's room. Lena tapped on the door.
Surprise, CT, it's me. I came to make grape leaves with you.
Lena threw her coat and mittens on the radiator to dry.
Wonderful. The lamb and rice are ready, CT said.
Ooh, they're making food together. Yummy. And do you know what a radiator is?
Like a heater?
Yeah, it's a heater. Mm-hmm.
Yala, I can't wait, Lena shouted. Let's get started.
So Lena rinsed the grape leaves and placed them on towels so they can kind of dry off a little bit.
Put some filling in the center, roll them up, and put them in the pot,
CT instructed. And so we can see in the picture the steps it takes to do this. You put the filling inside the grape leaf, fold the sides in, and then roll it up.
They look like little grape leaf cocoons,
Lena said, looking at them piled on the plate.
Or lots of little sleeping bags.
Or lots of little sleeping bags,
CT replied. These people have great imaginations.
Mm-hmm. Ha! Mine looks like a mustache.
Lena held her stuffed grape leaf under her nose. CT set hers on her nose, too.
That's good.
She wrinkled up her face and said,
We look like a couple of real tough guys,
she said in a tough guy voice, which for a grandma to do a tough guy voice, that's pretty impressive.
CT, did you know that we had a blizzard last night?
Of course.
Lena was surprised. How could her grandma know when she couldn't see very well? But then she heard a noise. Drip, drip. Went the mittens. It was the sound of snow melting. 9 ways to hear snow. And suddenly, Lena understood how CT knew.
CT, did you hear the snow?
CT smiled. Each morning, I open the window and listen. Today, everything sounded hushed and soft. No noise is the sound that means it's snowing.
Did you know that? That when it snows heavily, it gets very quiet? It's true.
CT, I listened too. There are 9 different ways. Shovels were 1, boots were 2, the blue jays was 3.
Slow down, Habibti. I want to hear them all, but right now, shh.
CT went to the window and opened it again.
Listen, she said.
Outside, the late blue afternoon was completely still. And what do you think that means?
Quiet is the 10th way to hear snow.
Yup, because then when it's quiet, it's snowing. Isn't that wonderful? I thought so too. And I think you're wonderful also, my little kitten. And that, our friends, is the end.